并且感觉如剑刺入骨头。
Hard words wound the mind.
严厉的言语，伤害我们的意志。
And if there was a pause between these strokes of adversity, the spirit could perhaps recover.
若是我们在各种逆境中，其中有停顿的话，也许我们的灵魂能够复苏。
But when they come suddenly and heavily, it's like the battering of a great hailstorm. How can the pilgrim recover?
但若是这种逆境如冰雹一般一直的击打我们，旅行者如何恢复呢？
What wonder if we are ready to give up the ghost?
我们不放弃人生也我们若是要放弃人生也不让人惊讶。
Who hasn't felt like at times like giving up?
不知道这边应该大家都曾经有放弃的经验吧。
I'm sure we've all felt this way, but if you haven't, then consider yourself blessed. Or maybe you have a bad memory, or maybe after this message, you need to come up and talk to me about your secret.
我相信每个人都有这种经验。若是你没有的话，那你很蒙福。或许你的记忆不太好，那又或许你在我结束的时候，你可以跟我讲讲你的这个秘密到底是什么。
Our struggles may be with failing exams if we're at school or at university.
我们的困难也许是我们在学校中我们考试被当
了。Or maybe things don't go well at work in spite of your best efforts.
也许是我们在工作中我们尽了一切的努力但还是不顺。
Or in your family, due to no bad intention of your part, you say something that leads to a misunderstanding.
或是我们在家庭中我们讲了某一句话我们没有带恶意但是造成误解。
Or our struggles might be with a brother or sister in Christ in the church.
或也许我们跟我们教会的弟兄姐妹起了争执。
Or it might be, as we're dealing with in the English congregation, the transience that we see of pastors sometimes.
或也许像英文堂现在我们要看到一个牧师离开。
Or we might be disappointed with God, as we often read in the Psalms.
或是我们也许对神失望，就像诗篇里的诗人一般。
Some discouragements are bigger than others because of the amount of time we've invested in someone, or because we had no expectation that someone would treat us a certain way.
有一些的失望可能比其他的失望还要更大、更难受。也许是因为我们花了更多的时间投入在这个人身上，或是我们不会觉得这个人会对我们做出这种的事情。
And then we can fall hard.
然后我们就会跌倒。
For those with children.We may be discouraged because of some disappointment with our kids, in spite of the many years of our love, the amount of time we invested in them. It can come to us like a slap in the face.
有孩子的可能会因为孩子所做的某些事情失望，即使我们花了多年的时间爱他们，花时间在他们身上，但是他这种失望就像被打脸一样。
Or maybe we didn't get the job that we wanted, or the college we wanted.Or maybe someone we thought was a friend doesn't act the way we thought they should.
或许你想要的工作你没有拿到，你想要进的大学你没有进到，或是你有一位你认为是朋友的人，但是他的行为好像不像朋友。
Along these lines, one of the main reasons that missionaries leave the mission field is not difficulty with the mission, but it's disagreements among the missionaries and the discouragement that this creates.
其实宣教士离开宣教合唱大部分的时候不是因为宣教很困难而是与宣教士之间有冲突造成了失望。
Discouragement set us back because of the sadness they create.
而这种失望使我们很挫折使我们很忧伤。
As it says in Proverbs 13, hope deferred makes the heart sick.
就像箴言十三章十二节所说的所盼望的迟延未得令人心忧。
So you might be okay right now, but a time has come or will come where you may be crushed.
也许你现在没事但是总有一天你会被这一切给击倒。
So how can we rise above discouragement?
那我们要怎么样胜过失望呢?
As I mentioned, there's so many things in the scripture about this.
我们看到圣经有很多讲这方面的。
Today we'll be looking at a few passages from the Apostle Paul.
今天我们主要要来看保罗的一些的经文。
Now, you may be thinking, why Paul? He's a superstar of the faith.
那你可能会说，为什么要讲保罗呢？他是信心的巨人呢。
Couldn't we pick somebody else who's a little bit more like us?
能不能找一个更像我们一点的人呢？
Well, did Paul have an easy time? Did everything just drop onto his lap?
保罗的人生真的那么悠哉吗？他真的是一切如他所愿吗？
Well, Paul faced a number of difficulties, some expected, some unexpected.
保罗面临了很多的困难，有一些是他预期中的，有一些是没有在预期中的。
We can get a glimpse of some of the difficulties that he faced when he compares himself with his so-called apostles that were leading the Corinthians astray.
保罗在把他自己跟一些在哥林多所谓的这使徒做比较的时候，我们就看到他所面临的一些的问题。
In 2 Corinthians 11, Paul compares himself to these so-called apostles and then also mentions tremendous physical suffering, but also he mentions dangers from my countrymen and dangers from false brothers.
在哥林多后书十一章中，保罗把他自己跟这些所谓的使徒做比较，他讲到他经历了极大的肉身上的痛苦，也经历了同族的危险、假弟兄的危险。
In addition to that, Paul had also other kinds of people problems.
不止这样，保罗也有其他人际关系上的问题。
Oops, yeah, that's right. So I'm going to read you a passage from Acts 15, where we read of a problem amongst Christians.
所以我这边给大家读一篇《使徒行传》十五篇，是基督徒之间的问题。
It says, "Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, Let's go back and visit the brothers in every town where we proclaim the word of the Lord, to see how they're doing. Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, but Paul kept insisting that they should not take him along because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and not had gone with them to do the work. Now it turned into such a sharp disagreement that they separated from one another. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed, being committed to the brethren to the grace of the Lord."
使徒行传十五章三十六到四十节，过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说，我们可以回到从前宣传主道的各城，看望弟兄们景况如何。巴拿巴有意要带称呼马可的约翰同去，但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去做工，就以为不可带他去。于是二人起了争论，甚至彼此分开。巴拿巴带着马可坐船往居比路去，保罗拣选了希拉也出去，蒙弟兄们把他交于主的恩中，他就走遍叙利亚、基利加，兼顾众教会。
I'm not sure if you noticed in that passage, but there were the words, there was a sharp disagreement.
这边讲到有争论，甚至彼此分开。
Can you imagine the pain this caused as they separated their ways?
你能想象他们要分开的这样的痛苦吗？
And the scripture doesn't tell us who's right or wrong.
经文中并没有说谁对谁错。
But then later we read this.
但是后来我们看到。
In 2 Timothy, he says,Paul says, make every effort to come to me quickly because Demas, in his love of the world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you because he's helpful to me.
保罗后来在提摩太后书四章九到十一节说，你要赶紧的到我这里来，因为迪马他那现今的世界就离弃我往提撒罗尼迦去了，格勒士往加拉太去，提多往达马太去，唯独路加在我这里。你来的时候要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益。
So Paul eventually changes his attitude towards Mark.
所以保罗后来对马可的态度改变。
And this passage is also interesting because Paul mentions another person or persons who have abandoned him.
而且这边我们又看到，其实有另外一位弟兄，甚至几位弟兄也离开了他。
So how is it that Paul doesn't lose heart in spite of these people problems?
那保罗面对这么多人际关系上面的问题，他怎么不灰心呢？
Well, one thing I note, is that Luke is there with him.
首先我们看到路加与他在一起。
And we'll come to that later, but how might we not lose heart is a big question.
那我们晚一点会讲这一方面，但是我们要怎么样不灰心呢？
In this passage that we read before, in 1 Corinthians 4:1, it says, Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart.
在哥林多后书四章一节，就是我们之前读的，这边讲到，我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不丧胆。
Why not? Paul himself had been a fanatic who was trying to destroy the church, but he realized how much mercy God had given him.
保罗原本是个激进分子，想要来彻底的毁灭这个教会，但他后来发现神所赐给他的浩大的恩典。
Do you have any regrets in your life?
我不知道你有没有后悔你人生。
Well, Paul had much more in his heart because of the persecution he dished out toward the church.
保罗要后悔的事情可多了，因为他之前逼迫教会。
Paul could overcome his discouragement because he realized how much mercy he had been given.
但是保罗能够胜过忧虑，是因为他看到神的怜悯。
And then this next passage we also read, where it says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart."Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, like the people who just abandoned him, but we look at things that are unseen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen eternal.
这也是我们之前读的，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心思一天。我们这至战至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，例如有人离开，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Part of Paul's encouragement came from the fact that Paul wasn't focused on Paul.
保罗受激励有一部分的原因是因为他没有单看他自己。
Paul was focused on God, the unseen one, and the unseen things that God was doing in his life and in the life of others.
保罗反而定睛于神，那看不见的神，以及神在他生命中，还有在周围的人生命中所要做的那些看不见的事。
So we're reading chapter 4, but it follows chapter 3, and I want to show you something in chapter 3 where Paul compares the new covenant through Christ to the old covenant with Moses.
那这第四章前面当然是第三章，第三章保罗就讲到这个在基督里的新的约定，这个荣耀的约定，跟旧的摩西的跟摩西的约定的一个比较。
Paul mentions that, Moses' face was glowing after he was spending time up on Mount Sinai.
保罗说到摩西的脸发光，就是他在西乃山上见到神以后，他的脸在发光。
And when he came down the mountain, the Israelites saw this, but eventually the glow started going away.
那他下了山以后，他仍然在发光，但是他的这个光泽慢慢的暗淡。
And not wanting the Israelites to see that his glow was fading, what did Moses do? He would cover his face.
他为了让以色列人不看到这个光泽在暗淡，他就把他的脸给遮住。
Of course, when he went back up to Mount Sinai, there was no reason to keep your face covered.
当然，他回到西乃山上的时候，他不需要再蒙着脸。
Nobody can outshine God.
毕竟他的光芒不可能超过神的光芒。
So then Paul picks up on this unveiling, which Moses did when he went to the mountain, in this passage in chapter 3.
所以保罗就在这哥林多后书第三章就讲到他撇着脸这件事情。
He says, But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, this being from the Lord.Who is Spirit?
哥林多 后书三章十八节说，我们众人既然敞着脸得以见、看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Paul is saying that by spending time looking into the face of the Lord, we will be transformed.
保罗这边说的就是，我们若是定睛于神的话，我们就一定会有改变。
Another translation says that we will be changed into his likeness as we contemplate the Lord's glory.
另外一种翻译就是说，我们若是愿意去思考，去思念神的话，我们就会成为他的形象。
As we're changing, as we're beholding, the change starts to occur.
当我们定睛于他的时候，这个改变就开始。
It's not something that you can conjure up on your own, but it comes from spending time with him.
不是我们能做什么，而是我们花时间与神同在的时候就会发生。
And I'm bringing this up because I think this was the key to Paul being able to rise above discouragement.
我提出这点就是因为我相信这是为什么保罗能够胜过他的忧愁。
So how do we meditate on him, and how do we spend time with the Lord?
那我们怎么样与神相处呢？
It's when we meditate on him and on the way that he's portrayed in the scripture.
就是当我们默想他，默想圣经中所讲的这位神，我们就能改变。
And something I didn't have in the script, sorry Daniel, but as we were singing song number 57, I think it was today, or was it 58?I was just struck by how often by singing songs that they can really help lift us out of our depression because of the memories that they bring back of the Lord's grace.
就像是我们今天唱的圣诗第58首一样，我们在唱诗的时候，我们就能够感受到我们怎么样能够脱离这个忧患，能够真的看到神与我们同在。
But maybe as Paul had been meditating on the passage in Isaiah on Jesus, where it says he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows acquainted with grief, Paul knew that Jesus, in spite of all the good things he had done for people, was so misunderstood.
也许保罗这边想到的是以赛亚讲论到耶稣的这一句，以赛亚书53章3节，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看一样，我们也不尊重他。所以我们看到耶稣即使做了很多的好事，但是他仍然被误解。
He knew this because he personally had persecuted Jesus and his followers, and then not surprising to himself, he was also persecuted.
他自己因为之前也逼迫基督徒，他后来被逼迫的时候，他也知道为什么。
So maybe by looking at the rejection that Isaiah mentions of Jesus, that he was able to have strength when people like Demas or Mark deserted him.
所以也许当他看到耶稣被人厌弃的时候，他就发现这些像迪马、像马可离开他的那种感受。
We won't be changed by just reading a passage, closing the book, and then checking a box.
如果说读经是为了完成任务的话，那我们不会改变。
It's through meditating on the scripture and asking God to show us who he is and how we can be made like him.
而我们要默想，我们要考虑神的话，要认识他，并且要求神让我们能够知道怎么样更像他。
So I have to ask you, what are you beholding? What are you spending time thinking about all day long?
所以我要问问大家，你们平时花的时间都在想什么呢？
Is it the latest feed on your cell phone or your computer?
是你手机上或是电脑上所看到的东西吗？
Or is it Christ, the way he's portrayed in the scripture?
还是基督在圣经中的这个故事？
So I've been using Paul, and I can imagine some of you are saying, well, that's Paul. I'm not Paul. He's an apostle, and I'm not an apostle.
那我过去这一直在引用保罗，也许有些人就会觉得，那他是保罗，我不是保罗，他是使徒，我只是我。
If that's the case, I think there's something that you may be missing about Paul.
但若是这样的话，我相信你对保罗也有一点误解。
In the epistle to the Philippians, right before that passage we often hear quoted that says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
在保罗在腓立比书讲到我们经常会引用的这个我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做以前。
Right before that, Paul mentions something twice. It's a short little phrase and you might just miss it.
他讲了一句话 很简短讲了两次也许你没有看到。
He says, not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both having an abundance and suffering need.
腓立比书四章十一到十二节说：“我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了，或益，我都学会了秘诀。”
Now the context he's talking about physical needs.But it just as easily, you can see how it relates to Paul's emotional needs.
那这边他主要讲的是可能是他身体的需要，但是也能够感受到这边保罗也许也在讲到他的心灵的需要。
We know that Paul was converted through a voice from heaven and a flash of light that knocked him to the ground.
我们知道保罗信主是因为有大光，有声音把他击倒在地上。
But he didn't get up from the ground that day knowing how to be content in all things.
但是他那天他起来的时候他并 不是就马上在所有的事情上面的知足。
Somewhere along the path, he started to learn the secret of being content no matter the circumstances.
在他生活中他慢慢地学习到一个秘诀怎么样在任何的时候都能够知足。
Another key way that we overcome discouragement is by receiving help from others.
那另外一种我们脱离忧伤的方法就是得到其他人的帮助。
When we are alone, discouragement is crippling.
我们若是单独的时候、孤独的时候，这种忧伤会使人跌倒。
As I had quoted this poem in the beginning of the talk, we may be feeling like we're ready to give up if we lose hope.We think that nobody knows the troubles that we have.
我在一开始这个引用的讲到我们也许会感受到自己一个人孤单的时候我们真的没有依靠我们就这个伤痛就更大。
Hence this verse. Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ.
那我们就看到这边经文说到你们个人的重担要互相担当如此就完全了基督的律法。
Now you might easily read through this short verse and think, yes, that's nice. But it's not a suggestion, it's a command.
那你可能读完这句你就想说哎这好像还不错。但是这边讲的并不是一个建议这是一个命令。
And this command is not an isolated command in the New Testament. It's an example of the fleshing out.Of the command given over and over to love one another.
这个命令也 不只是在这边出现一次而已，而是在新约中我们一直看到，就是这个爱人如己的这个律例。
So when you think about loving one another, you have to look at well, what are the burdens of other people.
当我们想到要爱人的时候，我们就要想到人有什么样的需要，有什么样的重担。
And we can't live the Christian life.If we're like hermits, isolated from each other,
我们若彼此隔绝，我们没有办法活出基督的生命。
How can you bear somebody's burdens if you're not talking to them and seeing them?
若是你没有看到一个人，你怎么能知道他的负担呢？
And this may be this problem may be even worse now because of our switching to online services for the last year.
可能因为过去这一年我们都在网上，这个问题就更大了。
So I want to share a story because I went through a difficult time in my life when I returned to my hometown to live with my parents after being away at college for a number of years and then followed by being away in Africa for about 2.5 years as a tent maker missionary.
我要跟大家讲一个我生命的一个故事，一个困难的经历。那时候我离开我的家乡去上大学，然后又去非洲做代职宣教师，做了两年半，然后回到我的家乡。
I'm not sure if you're familiar with this concept of tent making.
我不确定大家了不了解这个代职宣教师。
I was tent making because I was using my biology profession to support missionary work, like Paul did in the book of Acts.
我那时候用我的职业来帮助我能够做我的宣教事工，就像保罗在《使徒行传》一样。
Did you know that Paul had to support himself sometimes making tents?
你知道保罗其实他以前需要做这个支搭帐篷来养活自己吗？
Okay, back to my story.
回到我的故事。
I had started dating someone in America right before I had left for Africa, and that started a 2.5-year letter-writing campaign with this person.
我在离开美国去非洲以前，我刚刚跟一个女孩子开始交往。那这交往的过程中，接下来的两年半，我们就开始彼此的互相写信。
This was the 1980s.
这是1980年代。
No cell phone, no texting.
没有手机，没有简讯。
No internet, no email.
没有网络，没有网络邮件。
Letters took several weeks to get to Africa and were delivered to my house by a postman on a bicycle.
那我们这些信要花好几个礼拜的时间才能够抵达非洲，然后再由邮差骑着脚踏车来拿给我。
The airplane ride took more than 24 hours, and it would usually stop 3 or 4 times on the way from America down Africa.
要从美国飞到那边要花24个小时以上，并且中间要停留3到4次。
Long distance phone calls were very expensive back then when the phone actually worked.
那时候的要打长途电话非常的贵，而且也不一定能够打得通。
It was about $50 for 10 minutes.
十分钟的电话大概要50块。
And my salary was an African teacher's salary.
我的薪水又是一个非洲的老师的薪水。
So at the end of 2.5 years, when I was going back home, when I returned to America, I was pretty excited.
所以两年半后我回到了美国，我非常的开心。
I had some idea that after spending the last 2.5 years as a tent-making missionary,that life would be rosy, and then I would transition from being a bachelor to a married man.
我有一个期望，就是我在过去两年半的时间在为神服侍，在做代职宣教士，我回到了美国，应该生命会非常的好，并且我要脱离单身，成为一个结婚的人。
What happened? This is not the story of Michael and Wendy.
但发生了什么呢？这不是我跟 Wendy 的故事。
Within a few months after returning home, the relationship fell apart.
我回来仅仅几个月内，我们就分手了。
I was crushed.
我那时候很崩溃。
I was disappointed with God.
我对神很失望。
Did I deserve what life had just dished out to me?
人生为什么这么戏弄人，这么不公平？
I mean, after all, being a missionary for 2.5 years, come on.
我毕竟做了两年半的宣教士哎。
But to make it worse, I didn't have any Christian friends back home.
但更惨的是，我在家里我没有基督徒的朋友。
All my friends had left because they'd gone to college or they'd gotten a job.
我的朋友都去上大学了，都去其他地方工作了。
And on top of that, all the people that I just spent the last 2.5 years with were out in Africa.
而我过去两年半认识的这些人都在非洲。
Eventually, I got back on my feet, but the first few months after the breakup were really tough.Because I had to process everything by myself.
后来过了几个月，我确实是再次站起来，但是在这个过程中很困难，因为我必须要自己来面对这些问题。
I'd been involved in a group called the Navigators, so I had memorized a lot of verses, and those verses were really helpful for me.
我那时候参加导航会，所以也背了很多的圣经。那感谢主，这些圣经对我很有帮助。
But don't get me wrong, I was lonely.
但是我那时候很孤单。
If I had a close brother to talk me through this, it would have been a lot easier, I'm sure.
若是我那时候有一位基督徒的弟兄能够跟我聊天的话，我相信一定更容易一些。
I didn't choose to be isolated, but that's the situation when I got back home.
我不是刻意想要孤单，但是我回家就是这样的一个情况。
I briefly met up with a college friend at this time. He was now married and with kids and was busy with that.
我那时候在那段时间见到了一个大学的朋友，他那时候已经结婚，有孩子，非常忙碌。
He said he knew something was wrong, but he didn't want to ask. And I didn't volunteer because I felt like my life was a wreck.
他后来跟我说，我其实知道好像有什么问题，但是我不想问你。那我自己也不想要跟他讲，因为我觉得我的生命简直是太糟糕了。
I tell you the story, especially the last part about the friend suspecting something was wrong, not to blame him anyway, because remember I said I didn't volunteer, but to help you think about your role when other people are having troubles.
我讲这个故事不是因为我要责怪这位朋友，毕竟我自己也没有想要跟他分享，而是我希望大家能够考虑人家有重担的时候我们该怎么做。
Do you see someone burdened or do you suspect something's not right?
你有看到人家的重担，你有看到人家好像生活中不舒服吗？
I want you to be sensitive or on the look for these doors that people crack open to you about their life.
我希望大家能够注意到有些人他们生活中开始有点敞开的时候能够看到他们的困难。
Be sensitive when you think something's not right.
注意到他们的需要。
Ask some questions. Is something wrong? Is something not right?
问他们，哎，你一切都安好吗？
And then they may open the door a little bit.
也许他们就会稍微的跟你陈述一点。
That's not the time to preach to them.
这时候不要跟他们讲道理。
But say to them, tell me more.
而是要让他们继续讲话，再跟我多说一点。
Give them some empathy.
用一点同理心。
They're not ready for a lecture on how to be tough or your version of the book of Job. They need your listening ear.
不要跟他们讲说，哎，你要多坚强，或是说跟约伯的朋友一样，他们需要的是你聆听他。
So, as we close, I want you to remember how Paul said to the Philippians, I have learned to be content in all circumstances.
所以我希望我们大家在这边我们能够学会腓立比书讲的，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
You may not be there, I'm not always there.
你也许现在还没到达那里，我也还没有抵达。
But we learn it over time.
但是我们总有一天会抵达。
Spurgeon, who I quoted at the beginning, went on to say in that text,that by experience, the soul is hardened to the inevitable rough blows.
斯布珍他后来又讲到，其实经验使我们的灵魂能够更坚强，让我们能够承受得了这些困难。
So we can learn to rise above discouragement.
所以我们绝对是能够学习摆脱这样的失望。
How?
怎么做到呢？
We can be transformed if we spend time with the Lord.
我们要花时间跟神在一起， 因此被改变。
Remember the abundance of mercy that we've received.
我们要记得神所赐给我们的怜悯。
And then the last passage that's still on the screen.
而且我们
bear the burdens of others who need encouragement from us for their tough times.
还有我们最后学习的就是我们要彼此担当彼此的重担。
If you're struggling,And you are really dealing with the problems of life. One of the things that I'm just saying today is, you know, talk to me or talk to somebody else you trust. My wife Wendy and I are available. We've been through a lot of things. We've had children. We've had tough times there. And just with other circumstances in life. And we can be a listening ear or pray for you.
如果说你今天遭遇了困难，你有重担，你要找一个人聊天的话，你可以来找我，可以来找我的太太。我们有很多的经历，我们也有孩子，我们也有工作，我们有各种的经历，但是我们更多的我们愿意聆听。
I end with a song by a Samuel Longfellow. Longfellow was the brother of a famous poet, Henry Longfellow. Apparently Samuel also had some talent.
我最后要用一篇 Samuel Longfellow 的诗，他的兄弟就是非常有名的诗人 Henry Longfellow。 那看来这个 Samuel 他也是蛮有才的一个人。
This is my prayer for us.
这是我的祷告。
I look to thee in every need and never look in vain. I feel thy strong and tender love. and all is well again. The thought of thee is mightier far than sin and pain and sorrow are.
所有需要我寻求你，因我知你必定会听。你爱坚强，温柔可喜，生命因此焕然一新。每逢思想神的能力，罪恶痛苦悲伤止息。
Discouraged in the work of life, disheartened by its load, shamed by its failures or its fears, I sink beside the road. But let me only think of thee, and then new heart springs up in me.
生命工作也许失望，重担逼迫也许压伤，失败惧怕使我蒙羞，路上跌倒无人愿救。此时此刻我愿想你，心心在我里面扬起。
Amen.
Amen.
请会众起立，我们一起来唱回应诗歌164首，我们唱135节。
奉献来为奉献祷告，天父神，我们感谢你给我们充充足足的预备，给我们充充足足的恩典。我们人生中都少不了灰心丧气的时候，但是我们有主耶稣基督，我们能够在我们孤单的时候来到主面前寻求帮助，是主带领我们走过每一天，不论是高山是低谷。主，我们也感谢你给我们这个机会，能够把我们所得到的一部分，现在你的坛前，求主使用在教会的。